because as Christians, we are representatives of Christ. We are representatives of God, and we should reflect his character, his attitude. And that is even in the way that we present our business. And excellence doesn't... Thanks for tuning in to Bible and Business with Brother Juan. I'm a certified Christian business coach and consultant, tax strategist for solopreneurs, and strategic partner to help you build synergy in your business with bookkeeping. I empower Christians to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. Today, we're going to talk about what is a Christian business. That's right. What is a Christian business? More specifically, guiding principles. Obviously, there's no such thing as a Christian business. A business is a legal entity, such as a corporation, a partnership, a proprietorship, and as such, it has no spirit, it has no soul. I don't believe in trying to Christianize a business in order to make it Christian. And what I mean by Christianizing is oftentimes dealing with the name of the business, right? So you name your business something that sounds very Christian-like. Grace and Glory Taxes, Blessed Bookkeeping, Sanctified Social Media, right? It goes beyond that name. It may, however, being a Christian business, reflect the values of the owner. It is the reflection of these values that determine whether a business is labeled Christian or non-Christian. First of all, integrity. Integrity is all about Christ living a Christ-centered life. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3, it says, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them." Let me say that again. The integrity of the upright guides them. This is something that is within you as a business owner. The integrity within you guides you, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. If you are not going to operate your business in such a way that reflects your relationship with Christ and Christ living in and through you, it's going to come to nothing, right? You're going to expose yourself. Secondly, the second guiding principle, I would say, is a commitment to excellence, a commitment to excellence. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, the word of God says, "Then this Daniel was distinguished above the presidents and local governors because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm." It says an excellent spirit was in him. Excellence is something that divides you, right? That separates you from your competition. Is something that, again, it has to be within you to bring forth the excellence, because as Christians, we are representatives of Christ. We are representatives of God, and we should reflect his character, his attitude. And that is even in the way that we present our business. And excellence doesn't mean expensive, right? It doesn't mean expensive, but excellence is a high level of expectation. Right. Thirdly, the third guiding principle to what is a Christian business is a commitment to people, a commitment to people. This could be internal and external. Right. Again, I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, but even so, they still contract workers to do specific tasks in their business, maybe a VA or social media manager. Again, and so there is a commitment to people, both internal and external. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, Luke chapter 6, verse 31, kind of gives us the golden rule, right? And so Matthew 7 and 12 says, "So in everything, do unto others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." And then Luke 6:31, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is what is often referred to as the golden rule. And so we should treat people the way that we want to be treated. If we're going to contract services with someone or have someone contract services with us, we want to make sure that we treat them appropriately, right? Respect their time, respect their knowledge, respect their skills, and as well as be respected on the reciprocal end, but even how we pay them, right? And then externally, when we deal with our customers, we should treat them like human beings. We should treat them like people. And this is all reflective. All right. And so when you talk about, again, what is a Christian businesses, these are three guiding principles that we should have as Christian entrepreneurs, Christian business owners, solopreneurs, whatever you want to call yourself, Christianpreneurs. I love to use that word, Christpreneurs, Christian entrepreneurs, whatever you want to call yourself. These are three guiding principles that you should think about no matter where you are in your business, right? Integrity, commitment to excellence, and a commitment to people. This is Brother Juan. We'll see y'all next time.